Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. If there's one health issue people in midlife start worrying about, it would be high cholesterol.
You know, I get pretty anxious just talking about it. High cholesterol can lead to heart disease and stroke, two major killers in the U.S. The American Heart Association recommends a cholesterol level of less than 200 for healthy adults. That's because levels over 240 can put you at twice the risk of coronary heart disease.
And if that doesn't worry you enough, here's something that might. New research now links high cholesterol and dementia. Even borderline high cholesterol in midlife can lead to increased risk of Alzheimer's and vascular dementia later in life. Vascular dementia happens when the blood flow to the brain is restricted due to narrowing of the arteries.
The link between cholesterol levels and dementia was established after reviewing a 40-year history of almost 10,000 people. It found people in their 40s whose cholesterol was greater than 240 had a 66% increased risk for dementia later in life. Even those whose cholesterol was moderately elevated between 200 and 240 had a 52% increased risk in later life.
Consider that nearly one-third of all Americans have cholesterol levels above 200, and you can see the enormity of the problem. Luckily, changing your diet and incorporating exercise can lower your risk for any of these cholesterol-related diseases.
The irony is that our bodies make cholesterol to maintain our cell membranes and other essential functions. It's just that our diet causes us to have more cholesterol than we need. That's why it's so important to watch what we eat. For tips on adopting a healthier lifestyle, go to our website.
I could use those tips myself if I want my later years to be as golden as they can be. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.